Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 21 and verse 21. Well, verse 20, when the disciples saw the fig tree, they marveled. And they said, how soon is the fig tree withered away? It looked good 24 hours ago. Now things dried up. Jesus said, verily I say to you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you would say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Is he telling them they could do what he did? And even greater things? Does this agree with other scripture? Where he said, if you believe on me, you believe on my name, the works that I've done, you'll do. And greater works than these shall you do because I go to the Father. Could we speak to something like he did? Huh? Is this wonderful? Could we get results like he did? Could we speak to the wind? Let's say a tornado is headed right toward your house. Is God sending that tornado to tear your house up? That you believed him for? That you believed him to get in, for the money to get in? You believed him to make the payments? You believed him to pay it off, or you're believing him to pay it off, and then he's going to send a tornado and tear it up for you? Mm-mm. Then what should you do? You rebuke that thing, and it's better off if you rebuke it before it gets in the county. Don't wait till it gets on your doorstep. Tell that thing to go around you. Tell it to go around you. We do all the time. When we hear about bad weather and stuff, we speak and say, you know, winds, we command you, blow the hail and the storm and the funnel clouds and all of that and the torrential rain, blow it away from our stuff and around our stuff. Somebody said, well, what about, won't you just, the whole country? I don't have authority concerning the whole country. I have more authority of what's mine. What I have authority over, I have a right to pray over more than anything else. Are you with me? I don't have authority over all of your stuff. Now, if you're a member here at the church, I have some authority. I speak over your stuff too. But winds, blow that around. You know, we've been flying for years. And the first airplane we had was not all weather capable. And I had meetings all over the country. And so I needed good weather. And especially if you're going to fly over the whole country. I mean, sometimes we fly to San Francisco in this little airplane. That kind of thing. And you know, we never canceled one trip in 2.5 years with that little airplane because of weather. We flew from Louisiana one time, and there was weather everywhere. And I, the Lord's my witness, Phyllis is sitting here, there was a 10-mile swath that was clear. And we have seen that again and again and again and again and again. Speak to it. Everybody say, speak to it. Jesus said, you could do this. And not only this, but you could do that. Faith-filled words framed and created all that we see. And your words frame your world. Amen. Your words today frame your future for tomorrow. In Proverbs, and let's look in the 18th chapter. We are so blessed, aren't we?
Yes.
Oh, how blessed we are. Proverbs 18, are you there? Verse 20. Proverbs 18:20 says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of what? Of his mouth. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. I mean, he's talking specifically, literally, about eating and being satisfied and not running out, connected with how you talk. You need to be saying things like this: I will never go hungry. My family will never go hungry. We will never do without. Now you start talking about that, and some people will go, well, now, there's other folk didn't want to go hungry either. And didn't mean to go hungry either, but they did. Because you just never know. But that is not how we're taught to speak. Let the weak say. Joel 3:10 says, let the weak say. Don't talk weakness when you feel weak, when all the tests say you're weak. Talk strength. Romans 4, call those things that be not as though they were. Got a bunch of bills piled up on the table? Don't talk about what are we going to do. I don't know where it's going to come from. Say, I call every bill paid. Talk to them. Bills can hear too. Bills, I call you paid, everyone. Money, come in to pay every one of these bills. We'll pay every bill. We'll pay off every debt. We'll have plenty and more left over. Now you got to say that when it looks like there's no way. You got to say that when you ain't got a clue where it could come from. Where it looks like there's no way it could come in time. That's what faith is all about. It's the evidence of things not seen. Amen? God didn't wait till He saw a glimmer of light before He started speaking. He didn't see any of this when He started speaking. Faith was first. Words were first. Then came the natural. Friend, you can change your body. James says so, that you can control your whole body with your tongue. Put your faith on it. You got a body part that's not working right? Put your faith on it and say, listen to me, ear. You're my ear. I have authority over you in Jesus' name. You hear perfectly. You hear normally. Liver, be cleansed. Be healed and work like you're supposed to. Somebody say, you're talking to your liver? Jesus would. Right? He's your example. Can you say amen? Amen. Keep reading. Verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whatever you love to talk about, that's what you're going to eat. That's what you're going to have. Did you hear the scripture now? Death and life are just totally up to God. That's not what it said. Do you understand God works with your words? Is it true God works with your words? Jesus is called the high priest of your confession. Did He say, by your words you'll be justified? By your words you'll be condemned? By your words? By what you said? I had the privilege of working with Dr. Kenneth Hagin for 20-something years. And he tells something that happened in part of his ministry that just have stuck with me, etched with me. One of the clearest examples of this death and life being in the power of the tongue. A young man who had helped them in the ministry just suddenly fell ill, seriously ill. Next thing you know, he's in a comatose state in the hospital. Everybody called, well, let's pray. And they called a special meeting to pray. And he was, you know, dear to them. And they got on the floor and started praying. And he said for over a course of 2 or 3 days, while the young man lingered in the coma, he did his best to try to pray the prayer of faith. Finally, he told the Holy Ghost, he said, Holy Spirit, you're not hooking up with me on this. And the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, no, and I'm not. He said, why? It's not your will for this man to die at this early age. He said, no, but he is. Spiritual laws have been set in motion long ago, and they can't be reversed at this time. Well, he didn't understand that, but he knew he'd heard from God. So what do you do? So he just got up. He didn't try to explain it to the people. He just said, well, let's be dismissed. And sure enough, the young man died. Only 39 years of age. 39. Way too young to die. And the family came in. They wanted Dr. Hagin to be part of the funeral. And he told the young man's pastor what the Lord had told him. And in talking to the mother and a brother, I guess it was, and a sister, they came and got Brother Hagin and said, "Tell them what you told me." He said, "Well, the Lord told me that spiritual laws had been set in motion long ago, and they couldn't be reversed and changed at this time." And the mother started crying. She said, "You know, from the time he was a little boy, and in his teen years, and then later on, he said he'd never lived to see 40. Said it was strange. They'd just be out playing, you know, 10 years old. And his brother said, "Yeah, we'd be out playing in the barn. And we'd get tired and get quiet and sit still. And he'd tell me he's never going to live to see 40. And his sister, I believe it was, spoke up and said, "Yeah, it wasn't, you know, a year or so ago. They were doing some things. And he's told her that he'd never see 40. Well, he's been saying this most of his life, that he would never see 40. Spiritual laws were set in motion long ago. And see, now he's in a coma. They can't get through to him. And they can't just reverse things he set in motion all his life. You'd like to. But now he's not where he can." Well, he went home to be with the Lord. Well, that's, you know, that's great. Better than being here. But he was robbed of some things that he could have had down here. Does it matter what you say about you? About your life, about your future? Are you today framing your world with your words for tomorrow? Whether we like it or we don't, we're reaping the fruit of what we said last year and what we said 10 years ago. You know, watch about say, "Oh boy, that's just my weak spot. I just don't know how to do that. And I'm not smart like that. And I just can't." What, you say that for 30 years? Be very hard for you to learn in that area. "Well, I don't care about all that. If I got something to eat and I got a place to live, I don't care. That's all I want. That's all I want." Well, you say that for 50 years, you'll be limited. You'll be stuck right there. All your words are shaping and molding, just like God framed the worlds with His faith-filled words. You and I are framing and shaping something every day when we open our mouth and we talk.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.